COVID-19 continues to spread around the globe. Health officials in Europe and the Middle East are scrambling today to limit new outbreaks of the coronavirus. Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, and Bahrain have reported their first cases, and more than 800 people have been infected in South Korea, second only to China, where the outbreak started. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us now from Seoul. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Peter.
And so President Moon Jae-in over the weekend put the country on its highest alert as it tries to slow down the spread of this disease. What's the significance of that, and what powers does that give the government?
This hasn't happened since 2009, that they raised the alert to its highest level. And that allows the government to close schools, to limit transport links in and out of the country. It's been pretty psychologically shocking to people, I think, to see the numbers skyrocket so much. They were doubling every day for several days last week, and they, of course, surpassed Japan to become the number two country with the most cases outside of China. And disruptions to people's lives have been pretty serious. The national legislature shut down today because an infected visitor got into the legislature. Hmm. Courts have been told to postpone their trials. Museums and libraries are closed. The start of a new school semester has been postponed, and the professional soccer league had to put off the start of its season. So a lot of people are panicking.
Some of the first cases were reported in this city of Daegu, and those cases appear to have started among members of a secretive church. What's the latest on how and why this appears to have taken off in South Korea?
The first infections came from China, but then transmission started to go local within the country. In Daegu, the streets are empty. Everyone's been told to stay home, and they're pretty much doing it. Everywhere else in South Korea, people are being told to self-quarantine if they show symptoms of a fever or respiratory illness. More than half of the cases in South Korea are with this religious group called the Shincheonji Church of Jesus, which has been around since the 1980s. And they are very aggressive proselytizers, and their critics say that that is how they spread the disease, in crowded church services, passing out flyers on the street. And also because they don't want to be identified, because people do not want to be proselytized, they often hide their affiliation. And so when people come into contact with them, they don't know to protect themselves or quarantine themselves. A lot of people would like to see this group disbanded. There's a petition on the presidential website calling for the government to just take them down, disband them.
So in China, of course, there are many more reported cases. Health workers there have had trouble keeping up with the infections. What's the healthcare system like in South Korea? Will it be able to cope with a larger outbreak?
Well, South Korea is known for having a pretty well-developed national health system. It's affordable for most folks. It's high-quality care, and they're starting to take on medical tourists from around the world. And they have a pretty good track record of tackling previous outbreaks such as SARS, MERS, bird flu, swine flu. And they're also very good at testing a lot of people pretty fast. They've tested about 28,000 suspected cases, and about 19,000 of those have come up negative. So they're still waiting for results. But this means that the results may look like the numbers grow pretty quickly. But then you compare that with other countries which say they have no cases, but it may be because they don't know they have them or can't test for them.
Were they more prepared because the country is so close to China?
Well, they have a lot of links with China, and that complicates it. They have a lot of ethnic Korean people from China who go back and forth. And that's you know, one reason that it spread there fairly quickly.
Any concerns that this outbreak could move on to North Korea, which would be far less prepared for an outbreak?
Yeah, there's a lot of concern about that. North Korea keeps on insisting that it doesn't have any cases. But people who know the system, including North Koreans who've defected to the South, say in past epidemics, North Korea has just covered up the cases or underreported them. This time they've closed their border with China, as they have in past, but it's never worked. They've never been able to keep epidemics from spreading. The country has chronic malnutrition, with 40% of the people not getting enough to eat. They lack a lot of basics like medical supplies and equipment, including also running water and sanitation. So they really are not well equipped to handle an epidemic. Aid groups in both the U.S. and South Korea say they're ready to send supplies and help North Korea, but North Korea has not requested anything officially, so there's not much they can do.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking with us from Seoul. Anthony, thank you.
You're welcome.